mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Holy Gospel for this day, the 6th chapter of St. John, the 12th and 13th verse. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When we were in Sunday school, or perhaps in confirmation class, many of us learned that every Sunday is a little Easter, because every Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. And so if we ask ourselves, why should I be in church every Sunday? The answer is this: because on this day, the first day of the week, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead for me. I'm told that in the Russian language, the word for Sunday is, in fact, resurrection. My Russian isn't very good, but it sounds something like Voskresenye. And I think that it is an amazing thing that even during the long years of atheist tyranny in Russia, the rule of the Soviets, even Lenin and Stalin and their henchmen were unable to replace this name for Sunday, even though they apparently made some feeble attempts to do so. Resurrection, what a wonderful name for the Lord's Day. And as the weekly remembrance of Christ's resurrection, every Sunday of the year is therefore a day of joy. And on this fourth Sunday in Lent, the note of joy is certainly unmistakable. In the Old Testament lesson, which was read just a few moments ago, we hear of the joy of the Jewish exiles about to return to their homeland from the 70 long years of captivity in Babylon. "Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted." The introit for this day begins with the word "rejoice." And both in the introit and the gradual, we hear the words of the psalmist: "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Yes, on this fourth Sunday in Lent, the note of joy is unmistakable, also in the wonderful gospel reading appointed for this Sunday. For in the gospel, we hear of how the Lord Jesus lavishly provided for the hunger of thousands. So lavishly, in fact, that after the 5,000 had eaten their fill of the bread and fish, the disciples gathered 12 baskets full of the bread that remained. Here we see how the compassionate Savior miraculously multiplied the scant 5 barley loaves and 2 fish to satisfy the hunger of thousands. And in this miracle, we certainly find the note of joy, just as we do in our Lord's very first miracle of changing water into wine, supplying far more wine than was needed for the completion of the happy wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. In both of these miracles, we see, as C.S. Lewis says, God in the flesh doing close and small under human hands and workmen's hands what he has always been doing, lavishly providing for his children day by day. But this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is not only a miracle of compassion, it's also a miracle of revelation. For here Jesus reveals himself as the long-awaited Messiah. For the Israelites believed that when the Messiah would come, there would be a repetition of the miraculous feeding of the Israelites after they had been delivered from slavery in Egypt and while they journeyed in the wilderness. There God wonderfully provided for them by giving them every day the manna, the bread from heaven. And so by providing bread in the wilderness, Jesus points to himself as the long-awaited Savior. Later on, in the synagogue at Capernaum, Jesus wonderfully unfolds the meaning of this miracle. In providing bread for thousands, he points to himself as the living bread come down from heaven to give life to the world. Jesus says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And so the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 points not only to Jesus as being himself the bread of life, but also points to that miracle we know as the sacrament of the altar, the Lord's Supper, which is also called the Eucharist. Eucharist, a word which means thanksgiving, the completely natural expression of resurrection joy, of joy in the crucified and risen Lord. This Eucharist, this miracle of divine love, celebrated throughout the Christian world, this and every Sunday, as the day of the Lord's resurrection returns week by week, until that last and great day when we will finally join him, together with the holy angels and all his saints in light, at the heavenly feast of love and joy, which knows no end. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.